Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Thanks so much for showing up today. I got called out this morning for my negative self-talk. Yep, you heard me right. Yeah, the guy that runs this podcast got called out, and it was awesome. So I signed up for golf lessons at a local place here in Cincinnati, and I have a great coach. Her name is Ashley. I've had two lessons so far. She's a golfer, man. She is a golfer, knows her stuff. So anyway, we were hitting in the simulator today. Simulator's that screen you hit into off the mat. And I hit a ball onto the green in the simulator. And I'm like, hey, I can three putt that. And she goes, oh boy, we got to work on that negative self-talk. I was like, wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're right. If there's one place that shows up all the time, for me, it's on the golf course. Beat myself up. And I think that, and by the way, this isn't a golf podcast. I've got a message here, but you know how much I love the game. Like, it's coming up into golf season. Like, this is where your boy is out at the club at 7 a.m. in the morning, plays 18, comes home, and then gets to work. So it's golf and then work. Used to be the other way around. Well, heck, I took 20 years away from the game, so back in, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, it was, hey, can I get a round of golf in maybe on the weekend, you know? Now it's golf during the week, work in the afternoon. Anywho, I just beat myself up nonstop on the course. The reason I love golf so much is because it is a you versus you. I mean, it is all mental. I mean, sure, there's mechanics and the swing and all that, but it you ever played a game, it is only you on that course. I don't care if you're playing with three other guys or girls or two or whatever. And you're still playing against yourself. You're playing against your best score, your last shot, your last hole. And I got called out today. I was like, you know what, Ashley, you're right. I do need to work on my negative self-talk. And then as I left, I was wondering, where else does this show up in my life? Because it has to, right? It's not just that. And it does. So I get a kick out of when I catch a guru on the interwebs. And they're all happy, motivational, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, yeah, that ain't real life. That ain't real life. Now, I'm a very jacked up guy in the sense of my personality, and I am way more positive, but I am human, okay? So we all have the clashing of the cymbals, the low notes in our lives. Some of us choose to acknowledge that, work on it. Others are like, no, that never shows up. I don't allow that. Well, you know, you can try, but you're still human. It's going to pop. It's going to creep in. Now, you don't have to admit it. I won't tell anybody. It doesn't matter. But I love it. Like, I love acknowledging it. I love being called out on it. And I've been called out by coaches before as well for that. So the way I combat it is to really just say, how is this affecting, for in golf, how is this affecting my next shot? Well, in a big, big way. Like if I just hit a three putt or I hit one in the water or in the woods, you can ruin a round just by thinking about that. But that's one out of, you know, 80 shots, 90 shots. Those of you that are higher handicaps, 100 shots. Those of you that are better golfers, 70 shots. But it's still only one shot. And when things happen every single day, I think of my business. Something goes wrong inevitably every day, whether it's the tech or if you're running ads or something doesn't work. This podcast, for example, I can't tell you how many times I've recorded a podcast and it just didn't work. Like it didn't record. I don't know what. It just stopped. And I still kept talking for 10 minutes and it stopped recording at the 1 minute mark. I'm like, hey, okay, we got to go back and redo that one. And the old Jim Rohn quote I love, isn't that interesting? I say it all the time. Someone cuts me off in traffic. Isn't that interesting. But for some reason, I don't say that on the course as much. I do a lot. Like I say, oh, isn't that interesting? I hooked that ball right into the water. Huh, that's interesting how that happened. But if you start saying things like that, you get a lot less PO'd, all right? You don't lose your temper. You don't get angry. And if you can let something go, like I've got a rule where I will just get angry, whatever, 90-second rule. After 90 seconds, I'm done. I can bitch and moan, complain, shout, scream, kick, whatever. Punch a hole in the wall. I'm allowed 90 seconds for that. And then I move. So have you been guilty of beating yourself up? And how has it shown up and how has it sabotaged your success? So if you're like everybody else, it happens to everybody, except for the gurus on the internet. It happens to everybody. So what I found is what I just told you, saying things like, isn't that interesting, allowing 90 seconds to blow off some steam, but then get back at it. You know, I mean, the beauty of, you always got another shot coming. You know, in golf, you always got the next shot, and that's the only shot. That's the most important one. You know, in sports, it's always the next play. The other one's gone. There's nothing you can do about it. In business, that bankruptcy or that bad partner deal or whatever the calamity was, it was one season. Might have been a long one. You might not have enjoyed it, but it was one season. And I really find that the successful people, because I know, you know, tragedies happen and I know bad things happen to these successful people. You know, the same people that I know, you know, they just seem to they always get lucky. Yeah, you know, they always, good luck always seems to find it. Well, I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think the harder you work, the luckier you get. I think the more you're able to reframe bad situations, the better the outcome's going to be the next time that you try. You gain that wisdom, you know, all that failure. Failure's awesome. You never lose. You only win or you learn. But the people that are stuck in the mud and never seem to have any success are the ones that are always dwelling on the failure. Yeah, but you don't know my story. Yeah, but that's not, see, with what happened to me, see, and they go on to justify it. Like, you've never heard this before. And it's never happened to you before. Like, well, oh my God, I've never heard somebody try something and fail. You mean that happened to you? Wow, that's incredible. Like, something that you tried once didn't work out? Oh my God, you're telling me you gave it a whole year and you didn't have success? Wow, you should write a book that says, titled, I Tried Something for a Year and It Didn't Work. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? So that's why, in golf, for example, when I left that lesson this morning, I'm like, Ashley's right. He's 100% right. I got to work on my negative self-talk, because when I do get my swing down, by the way, she changed my grip, my stance. I feel like I'm a darn contortionist right now standing over the ball, but it's going to get more comfortable. But we change so much in this. And when you try something new, it feels like that. It feels like you're walking around with two left feet, or, you know, you're doing something in the online world and you're like, I cannot get this tech to work. Well, the first thing I would tell you to do is hire it out, because if you got money, then you don't have a problem. You can always pay somebody to do it. But if you got to do it yourself, you got to give yourself the space and the grace to make sure that it gets finally some momentum going. But a lot of people won't do that. They won't give it time. This golf swing, it is going to take time. I'll be lucky. It's March 8th today. Happy International Women's Day, by the way, to everybody out there. It's March 8th. By June 8th, that's 90 days from now, by the way, and I'm going to the range a lot. Like, I go to the range a lot. When my club's open, I'm there 3-4 days a week. If it's not, I'm inside hitting a couple days a week. So with that type of practice, it's 90 days. I expect to see improvement in 90 days. So I expect to be a scratch golfer. Am I going to be on the senior tour? See, so many people, you equate that to, they start something there, they're like, yeah, I'm going to start now in 90 days. I expect to be on the tour. That's crazy, man. What's that represent in what you're doing right now? Maybe you want to get in shape. 90 days, if you're going to the gym 45 days a week, that's all. I mean, you're going to see dramatic improvement when mixed with nutrition. Just things like that. These things are so simple, but like, I've got this coach with my golf game. You need a coach with what it is that you need to do. They save you so much time. Can I watch a YouTube video? Yeah, absolutely I can. Can I go practice what I want? Yeah, absolutely. And I've done that many, many, many times. The problem is I'm getting all of these different messages from all these different videos, and not one person to watch me, to learn my swing, to help me do it. That's why I do coaching. That's why I love it. That's why our team of coaches works so well with people, because we build a relationship with them. We build rapport with them. We know their idiosyncrasies. We know their habits, good and bad, and able to help them out, remove roadblocks, and create momentum. I mean, you could do the exact same thing, but you got to stay committed. You need a great attitude. You got to be committed and remove the negative self-talk. I'm telling you, it's a killer, man. Negative self-talk has killed more dreams than failure ever will. Why? Because it results in failure. I mean, it is the launching pad for just a bad situation. So remove the self-talk. By the way, when you're ready to launch your own million-dollar message, make sure you jump on a Zoom call with me. We'd love to hear about your dream and the message that you'd like to share. Go to launchmymovement.com. Launchmymovement.com. All right, that's it. That's a wrap. Smash that five-star rating on iTunes. It helps amazing people like you find the show, the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next episode. Say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday Podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday Podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday Podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday Podcast.